This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP, and it is a special day. It is game day, and it is the start of the 2025 Eagles season. Second time in their history, obviously. They begin a season after having won a Super Bowl. The honor of getting the first game. We know a couple years back, it was not a particularly good 2018 season. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't great. And so we're certainly hoping for better and expecting better. There's no question we're expecting better. Look, we'll talk in great detail both about the coming season and the game tonight. We get to see really many of the main players for the first time this year because they just didn't play in the preseason. So big happenings around here. And look, the Aaron Nola thing obviously lingers as well. He got bombed yesterday, and they've got a real conundrum for the fourth starter situation for October. I mean, it honestly, to me, feels like they don't have one, frankly. So we'll get into that and do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494.
Richie Rich. Taiwan just had the one really
Walker Bueller.
Lately.
Maybe.
Can Walker Bueller do
maybe.
It?
Well,
maybe.
Of course he could do it.
Maybe.
I mean, he can.
But James, he wasn't pitching.
He wasn't good in Boston, but he can. Of course he can.
Well, so can Aaron Nola, but it doesn't.
I have more faith in Walker Bueller than Aaron Nola right now.
Can we talk some football?
Let's talk some football.
Hello, yes. John. Oh, by the way, John, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to our guy, John Ritchie. 51 years old. 51 years young. Yeah. On the way at least to 102. John, you're not even halfway there yet. So says the hammer.
Halfway to what?
102, death. Wouldn't he exactly be halfway?
I see he's going to get to 102, but he's going to get beyond.
Beyond, that's why he's not halfway. I missed the beyond part. Yeah. Got it.
You actually do feel like you know that for sure.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, I mean, you got degrees and all that, you know, football stuff, but you'll be fine.
AI, okay. Baby.
How AI. Hey, 5% of cheetah cubs survive to adulthood. Only 5%.
Wow.
That's a shame.
That's horrible.
A study that was done in the 90s in the Serengeti. 95% of the cheetah cubs, they died. Many of the deaths were due to lions, but also just disease and other smaller predators.
Really fun fact
today,
man.
Don't like that. Yeah. Let me give you a different fact. The Eagle season starts today, right? So let's get into
Indeed.
It. Game and season both kind of commingled in the same show. Last call for alcohol, if you will. To get on the record, John, let's get on the record. Look, tonight is not, let me start with tonight. Tonight's not a gimme. It's just not. If you think it is, I think that's foolish. But they certainly should win. I certainly expect the Eagles to win. I mean, it's funny. In some ways, I'll be looking at something I was hoping to see more in the preseason. And that, of course, is the two positions that I think we have our greatest worries about, corner and safety, and like who's out there and how effective they are. Dak Prescott obviously poses a challenge in that regard because that guy can sling it around. And,
sure.
You know, and they got two really good wide receivers, one of whom, by the way, will be on my fantasy football team tonight. That's CeeDee Lamb.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, I'm happy to know.
What's wrong with you?
Give me CeeDee.
So I can root extra hard against him tonight.
CeeDee with two TDs, Eagles win by three. All right. And I'm saying three TDs, not 3 points.
I was a little nervous at that there.
But, John, what is... As we are now hours, I mean, for the first time as a show, We're within 24 hours of seeing the Eagles this season. John, what are you thinking about the game, the season? And certainly this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. There's so much to get into. John, what are you thinking?
Well, I think for this game that's upon us, the big question is they have these awesome receivers and a really talented quarterback. Who do we have lining up at cornerback? We're not even sure yet. We know we are young and talented with Quinyon and Cooper DeJean, and then we're not at all sure what how old we are, how experienced we are, how inexperienced.
Now, I'll say this. We shouldn't lose sight of the fact that two of the three cornerbacks are exceptional. So that makes it easier with the one that's far from exceptional, because you can give a lot more safety help to that guy than you typically would. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, this is no disrespect to Jalen Mills, but if you had Jalen Mills opposite of the other corner this year, that'd be a problem. But, you know, safety help is obviously going to roll to the Adoree Jackson side, to the Ja'Cory Bennett side. I mean, it's just common sense. They'll give more help over there. It'll be fascinating to see the extent to which Quinyon Mitchell this year just matches up with the other team's one. And, is that the play?
Yeah, Quinyon could just follow. But this Dallas team, George Pickens is a real add, and now him paired with CeeDee Lamb, that's tough to keep up with for most teams.
Yeah, they got two really good ones. Yeah.
We're equipped to handle that, but I can't wait to see how that goes. And I'm eager to watch this pass rush, our young pass rush. I know they they've got a rookie added this year, a right guard. We know for the longest time at left tackle, they had
Tyron Smith.
Smith, who was just an institution there for them. He is no longer. So sort of a changing of the guard on that front. They got a new head coach now. Yeah. You know, they're trying to reset, restart, and keep up. With us.
Yeah. Moving on from Zach Martin, too, there on the line.
Yeah, no, they've lost a lot.
Zach Martin.
Hall of Famer, Zach Martin.
Another institution. So much younger, so untested in some ways compared to all that talent that they let go. But you got pedigree. You know, you got a first-round pick in Tyler Guyton at left tackle. You got a first-round pick at left guard in Tyler Smith. You got a third-round pick as your center. You got a first-round rookie at Tyler Booker as your right guard, and you got Terrence Steele, who's a college football free agent at right tackle. Anyway, you got pedigree. They're talented. They're going to try to run the ball because that's what they do. But their running game, we have no idea what that's going to look like. You know, they have Miles Sanders now in Dallas.
Yeah, sure do.
He'll be backing up Javonte Williams, the guy who was in Denver but seemed to get banged up a lot. I don't trust that they'll stick with the run because they will get behind us, I do believe, and they'll have to get Ariel, which will give us a chance to see how good these guys, not named Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, get to see how good those guys are getting after quarterbacks.
So,
or also Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, let's see what you got.
Absolutely.
Let's get this Dak on the ground a few
times.
So
there's the game and there's the whole season, and you can weigh in on all of it at 215-592-9494. We'll give you our predictions today for regular season wins. We've been compiling each guest so far this week, and we'll get some more of that. By the way, speaking of guests, we can announce, and we're very happy to announce, that the great Jason Kelce, an all-time Eagle and obviously an all-time NFL player, is going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I guess now it's in 4 years. Jason is back with us for another season here for a fall of football with us. He'll be with us every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. Obviously, it's about the best guest you can possibly have. So we're super psyched to have Jason not only with us but in studio.
It's amazing.
For an hour or more, you know, every Thursday. And it just so happens to be on a game day, you know, as they kick off the year. So Kelce every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30, which is awesome. Look, one of the things – so that's a lot on the defense. And we're going to go more on the defense. But let's talk about the offense. One of the things I'll obviously be interested to see is if teams load up the box to stop Saquon even more than they did or that they tried to do last year. You know, is Jalen – because I, you know, I've obviously been hard on Jalen, but one thing that is true is he is still on the younger side in pro football. And, you know, he's not young, but and this is year six, so he certainly has experience in his bag, to say the least. But I'm hoping for more from Jalen Hurts, frankly. And the last two games of last season were a great indication of...
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What he can do. And so if teams load up on him, obviously I hope the Eagles can be more effective and efficient this year in the passing game. One thing that I think all Eagles fans will agree on,
I think no they matter, will be.
And I think they will be too.
What they've been working on,
I think they will
this
be
offseason
yeah.
to a large degree.
Yeah. One thing I think all Eagles fans can agree on, no matter where you're at on Jalen, and obviously opinions have varied dramatically in the offseason and over the last couple seasons, is that it would really help them a lot this year, given that the defense likely won't be as good. I think will not be nearly as good. John disagrees with that.
I think the defense can be amazing.
Yeah, I know you do. I will be surprised if it's amazing. You want to see the offense start faster this year. In the end, it did not matter last year. They won the Super Bowl. You know, they had a ball control offense that grinded teams down and you know, was certainly more than good enough. But the reality is they were not what you'd call an explosive offense last year. I'd have to look it up. I think they scored on their first drive a touchdown last year in 17 games. I think only twice, which obviously is not good. You know, you're not going out there to not score. They made adjustments. They were great with that. There's no question. But you want to see more drives to start, and not just, you know, the game or your first possession.
That was a real sticking point.
That was a real bizarre thing for a team that great.
The first 15 stuff. You know, I was complaining about that.
We all were. I mean, let's be honest. We all were complaining. And it was an odd way to get to an exceptional team, because normally when a team is exceptional, you know, you score more than, again, I think it was only two times first possession. And I think it's some field goals, but I'm talking about touchdowns. I think we're only twice last year. So, look, a lot to lay out to start the show. 215-592-9494. James, I heard you clapping your hands right before we went on the air. Rhea, you heard that, right?
Yeah, he was doing it before the show started.
I opened my door and I just did a little standing ovation for the start of the season.
You just did all sorts of stuff. And, James, you know, I love you. I admire you. God, I love your enthusiasm. And I feel it too. Believe me, don't get me wrong. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Well, that's what I woke up feeling this morning, man. Yeah. And I really felt it since yesterday when we were at McGurk's and everyone was getting all footballed up and they had Super Bowl. They had like the season highlights playing. And honestly, I was watching Saquon so much yesterday as we were sitting there. And I'm just so excited to watch this guy play football again. You know, I think we've gotten away from that a little bit because he had the greatest season we've ever had an Eagles player had. And it's like, all right, well, should they, you know, bring him in, this and that, whatever. We're talking about the logistics of it. Instead of just thinking about, we get to go watch this guy do what he does. And it's so special. And it was so much fun to watch yesterday. And then this morning, you know, I was watching the Phils last night instead of the freaking Super Bowl doc thing that I should have watched. But, you know, seeing all those highlights this morning and seeing Jalen and the dagger and all, I'm enthusiasm this morning. I know there's questions about the team and all that, but this is a damn good football team.
Yes,
and
it is.
We are in the midst of the greatest era of Eagles football in the history of the franchise. And I can't wait to see what they have in store for us,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, I get it. Rhea, what are you thinking here? As we obviously have just now about 14 hours to kick off.
I feel really good on one side because I think the Cowboys defense, I mean, they allowed the second most points in the league last year, and that was with Micah Parsons for 13 games. I don't think Dak was very good before he got injured, but they've got weapons on that side. But I feel good about what the Eagles have on the offensive side. We know they can run on them. I think they can pass on him, too. I mean, I know Diggs is playing, but he's missed a lot of time this summer.
And we should point out, I mean, it goes without saying, but I'll say it, they lost Micah Parsons, and what they added, while they did add one defensive lineman, the main value of what they added is for the future with two first-round picks. They don't play tonight. I mean, that might impact a game and probably will impact a game in 2030.
You're not expecting two sacks from a first-round pick tonight now?
No, okay. I think that junior in college is going to remain a junior in college for the next 14 hours. Although with the transfer portal, you never know these days.
You can't transfer into the NFL, Joe.
Thursday night football to start the season. Eagles and a stinking Dallas Cowboys. Lincoln
Dallas
Financial
sucks.
Field tonight. There you go. So one thing that was interesting about that Jalen and Nick Sirianni thing from the TV show last night, as the NFL Network chronicled the Eagles' season, was that not only, as Rhea said to Jalen, said to Nick Sirianni the week leading into the game, hey, I like this play, you know, let's run it if we get the chance. But he also went to him at halftime, which obviously it's a more extended halftime, you know, with the Super Bowl. Went to him at halftime and said, you know, don't forget about the dagger. So
it was pretty cool, and it was the most relaxed I think I've ever seen Jalen in an interview setting.
Yeah, I mean, he was
smiling.
Yeah. He was. He sure was.
It
good
was
show.
Awesome.
I'll say this. The show wasn't as great as I hoped. Here's the only thing I mean by that. We know almost all of it.
So there's a lot of mic'd up stuff.
Yeah,
and all
there
that,
are
yeah.
nuggets like that thing with the dagger that's new, but most of it is stuff that, you know, let me put it this way. We all of us, not just the four of us here, Joe, John, James, and Ray today, but almost everyone listening, could have put together a 10-hour show. Because we remember it all. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there were huge chunks of stuff that they did not have in the show last night. Because when they try to condense a season that we are all so familiar with down to 1 hour, and then when you have commercials, it's really probably a 50-minute show. You know, it was good. But, like, to me, it didn't move the earth. John, did you get a chance to see it? Or
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's worth seeing. I mean, let's say that.
Yeah, I guarantee it was better than watching Aaron Nola last night.
All right, let's attack that one.
I mean, I was watching Aaron.
Bad decision by me, I'll tell
bad
you that.
Bad decision all
Other
around.
Than a Weston Wilson bomb, it was a horrible
by
game.
By the way, Weston Wilson is very lucky he didn't get injured.
Dude, I couldn't believe it.
That was a real
like
collision.
Just and they could have been so much worse.
It
like
been
they like glanced off each other.
Terrified.
I was too.
That, me too. And Peter
really
too,
was.
Both of them. I was nervous about both
it
in the moment.
It was bad.
So, who's fault?
No fault.
Was
it's right in the middle. No fault.
No,
really.
They're
sprinting full speed. There's not time. I got it.
Because you don't know that you have it. You're just going for it.
Yeah.
Like you're hoping the other guy is going to call the whole time. And be like, I got it. Get out of the way. Well, and no one calls. You're just going for it.
Nobody's
fault. I was mortified
fault.
To see it. I was so glad because then Weston Wilson was actually like doing something with one of his arms, and I thought, you know, hey, but they look like they're okay. And
Yeah, Bader, I would say that Homer still, would say he's okay.
Yeah. Bader is still amazingly consistent with the technique and the crab walk and everything else, and I love to see that stuff, man. He's so strict with himself. But anyway, going back to the Aaron Nola thing, the, you know, 13 starts this year, his ERA 6.78. Now, earned runs since he's come back from injury, he's pitched 19 innings and a third, 18 earned runs.
Yeah, it's all basically 18 a run an inning.
Now, since he's been back, his ERA has been 8.38, lacking the one thing that you knew Aaron Nola would rip your heart out with was his command. He could control, he could place the ball where he wanted. I think that's slipped.
Well, this
and
is
it's
where the
right over the middle. He's breaking these things over the middle, and it's like they're waiting for those things to break, and they're golfing them. They're not always golfing them out of the park, which continues to be a problem, but they just wait on the little knuckle curve and lightly golf it out. They know it, they can get it to drop, and it's just a parade around the bases.
Yeah. This is where the Wheeler injury really hurt you.
Yeah.
Because
this is where you feel it.
You know, I mean, it'd be a non, I don't want to say a non-issue, because you'd still want Nola to be an option for the bullpen and be effective and all that sort of stuff.
And the contract.
And theoretically to be one of the starters if you don't trust, because I'll be honest with you, I still don't fully trust Luzardo and Ranger, because they've been so bumpy this year.
But I trust them more than Aaron
Nola. Oh, no, they're in. Like, there's no more debate about whether they're in the top three.
We know the top three is.
Yeah. More than Aaron Nola right now.
It's bad.
Another stat I thought was interesting for Nola yesterday, first pitch strikes, he was only 12 for 24.
Yeah, no, he's not good right now. I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's simply not good.
Is there
good
a stat
right now
for that, Joe? He's just not good.
Right, right.
Much like their base running, which, you know.
JT last night. Doesn't happen to him too much, but it did last night.
It shocked me.
Bad.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a lot going on. Eagles, obviously, the main thing. A couple other news and notes related to today's show. I told you earlier, Jason Kelce every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30 with us. Dick Vermeil every Friday, except we're moving Vermeil to today because we want to get him prior to the game on the record for the game and the season. So Coach Dick Vermeil, who we absolutely adore, 8 o'clock today, Coach Vermeil with us, as he will typically be Fridays at 8 o'clock. We also are giving you a chance to win tickets to the game tonight. We actually have tickets to the game.
Wow.
So you can, you know, win them today on our show.
Pretty good ticket.
I don't know. It's a great ticket. And what you need to know is to listen at 8 o'clock and know the two names we said the last 2 days at 8 o'clock. And a third name that we'll say. It's a little game we play. And we give you a name and you just got to listen and then call in. Normally, it'll be the Friday before the game. In this case, the Thursday before the game, because the game is tonight. And when we give those tickets away today at 8 o'clock, we love giving more.
Of course, courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
And the final thing to tell you is that Mike Quick is back with us for another go for the whole season. Mike will be with us. James, help me out. Is it typically Wednesdays or Thursdays?
It's Wednesdays for Mike, typically.
So Mike typically on Wednesdays, but he's going to be with us today. We juggled the lineup all over the place this week. Obviously, with no show on Monday, into a short week with Thursday, we were trying to cram a lot of guests into just, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Mike with us today at 8:40. Typically with us on Wednesdays. We'll be loaded for bear with all sorts of great guests all season long. And that includes, of course, Coach Vermeil, Jason Kelce, and Mike Quick all on the show today. So happy birthday to our guy, John Ritchie. Matter of fact, let me play this.
You're John freaking Ritchie, man.
Damn straight.
You're also 51, John. How do you feel? Do you feel? Seriously.
I feel healthy in every way I can think of.
Good.
Great.
Unlike someone in this
studio. Mm-hmm. All right, let's address that, and then we'll get to the call. So I got hurt yesterday playing basketball.
Oh, no.
And the ankle is definitely banged up. Not good. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to mean. I really don't. But it's not good. I've had worse. Like, let me be clear. I've had worse. But it's a bummer, you know. It's a bummer. So I don't know what's going to happen.
And you're not sure which way your ankle rolled, inside or outside?
I'd have to think about it, man. I landed on a guy's foot. I know I could tell. Yes, right now I've got it
wrapped.
I could tell which way it was hurting yesterday. It's just right now I'm not. I don't know. I'm just not focused on it. But I don't know.
Has it swollen a lot?
No, it's not a. I mean, it swelled up, but not. You know, I've had far worse before. I want to be clear. I have had.
Yeah,
far
you can
worse.
Walk on this. Like it's yes. not like you're. You know, you're hobbling. Yes. I'll tell everyone you're hobbling around this dude.
I am. Like if I had to play a basketball game today, I would flat out lose. Like I would not be able to win. I wouldn't be able to play defense.
So. What happens if you're feeling
I don't know.
Similar to this next week?
John, I don't know.
Because you know if you
you're
did it yesterday.
You're the 5,000th person to ask me that in the last
you did it yesterday,
15 hours. Yeah.
It's going to be this or similar tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it might start feeling better, you know, next couple days after that. But that's if you're, you know, doing some rehab and...
Which
making
I'll be,
sure you're icing and getting it moving and ice and stem and all that stuff.
I thought pretty good last night with the ice, 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off, 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off.
That's
elevation.
Really good.
Yeah, no, I did.
Elevate and
I
keep
did it.
It wrapped.
Yep. I did what I was supposed to do. And I got PT today after the show. Find out. Got an event with T.O. later today. I'll ask him. Like, hey, Terrell.
How'd you play in that Super Bowl, buddy?
No, I will say you had the benefit of six or seven.
Hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, but Ray, he had the benefit of 6 or 7 weeks. I only got the benefit of 6 or 7 days.
Spike is going to freak out.
I don't even want to hear what he has to say.
It's 5 days
like,
right now.
He's going to be so annoying about
this.
Like, the most annoying about it. Oh, the real, oh, I don't believe, oh, better play.
And by the way,
it's
got nothing to do with age. I mean, you play basketball, you go for a rebound, you land on a guy's foot. You know, everyone knows it happens. So, unfortunately, it happened 6 days before the scheduled game, and now we're 5 days. So, by the way, it's not even, I'll say this, put this out there in the world. It's not even technically scheduled.
That's true.
We don't even have a gym yet.
Yeah, well, it's an important part
so
of the whole.
So we think and
the minor detail, Joe.
Yeah, we were
feeling a delay.
just saying, the fact that it has not been officially announced may help the cause.
I'm happy. I couldn't make the scheduled date anyway.
Right.
So this.
Oh,
actually,
I like this. This is good. Yeah, you had like a work event
I'm
thing.
I'm not completely torn up about the date potential.
We're pushing for a delay.
Yeah.
So. James, what would happen
but
if
the football season's starting? I mean, this is kind of...
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Well, it was a sweet spot with a 10-day delay between one Eagles game and another. Like, we're not going to get another one of them for a while.
Bye week?
Yeah, well, we can't push it forever. So, anyway...
You pushed it all summer. What's another couple weeks?
I know. So the whole thing is a bummer. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I honestly don't know. I haven't even talked to our program director. We've texted. So we'll see what happens. But by the way, shout out to the group. And it was a big old group of people that showed up yesterday outside. Right behind the Beth Ayers
Was there a hush
center.
In the crowd when he went down? That must have been tough.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean.
Seriously, that must have been tough.
I'm sure they were. Yeah. I don't know how to answer that. They were great people. We had, I would say, between 12 to 14 people show up. So I really appreciate it. You know, groups of one or groups of two or three. Like it was nice people. I mean, really good people.
And you're playing pickup games.
Yeah, played 5-on-5.
How long were you out there?
So I actually kept playing after the injury because
it was loose. Yeah,
it was loose, and I hear from people the best thing to do.
Going.
I mean, unless it's like broken, which it's not. Yep.
Is that
keep
really
going.
True? Best thing to go. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, with an ankle. Yeah. With an ankle. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be.
So
good.
I did continue. No, I was hobbling around,
and that helped it. I mean,
you think
honestly,
so?
Yeah. Keeping that blood flow, getting that started, that's already flushing some of the bad stuff out.
So to answer the question, we played two games. The first was a 4-on-4. That's when I got hurt. Then there was a 5-on-5 as more people got there. And
you played after you got hurt?
Yeah, I was hobbling. I mean, I couldn't move much on D, but I was, you know, I was doing the best I could.
Why?
Because it's good for you. That's what John was
apparently
saying.
It's good for you.
No,
the
it's
blood
good.
Flow
yeah,
and stuff.
I've always heard with an ankle, it's good to keep going to an extent. So, and it was funny. At one point, there was a guy on my team, good guy, and he said there was a play where he had the ball and I was trailing. And I forget exactly, but he said something like, let me know if you're trailing. I'm like, my man, I'll be trailing every play. you don't have to worry about that. Anyway, really nice people. I appreciate everyone that showed up behind Beth Ayers supermarket last night, yesterday.
Man.
And unfortunately, you know, it
sounds kind of like
And I didn't get
Rocky.
I mean, it sounds kind of like the scene when he ends up chasing the chicken and stuff.
Well, running through the streets.
I appreciate it. What I did not get is the conditioning I wanted because the heart never really got, you know, pumping because I just couldn't go fast enough. All right, let's go to the phones.
Have you ever run fast enough to where your heart got pumping?
I've been doing a nice job. I played a lot of ball last weekend down the shore. Like we were, I mean, I was playing with these 17-year-old kids. They were freaking moving. And, you know, I felt great. And now this is a big setback. So, all right, Eagles game day, Birds and Cowboys tonight. James, the line's still at 7.5?
No, it's 8.5.
Largest one in the NFL this week.
Eagles are an 8.5 point favorite tonight. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk to Chuck right now. Chuck, good morning, buddy.
What's up, man? How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good, man. You ready for the freaking game tonight?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man. You get what score prediction you think?
No, I don't predict scores. I predict teams.
It is funny that he asked you a score prediction. Yeah. That's great.
Chuck, the winning team will be the Philadelphia Eagles.
Give them a score.
Yes, sir.
Eagles by more than the other team. That's my score. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 34-17 Birds.
Okay.
34-17, man. I'm worried. Only thing I'm worried about, man, is our defense. Just with everybody gone now, or with a couple people that are gone right now, our offense, I think we'll be perfectly fine. Saquon's going to do what Saquon does. Jalen's going to do what Jalen does. AJ's going to do what he does. Smitty, Goddard, they're going to do whatever they got.
A lot of parts on this offense. You still got a very strong line. We got to see it without Becton, what that looks like. But you do have, I think, your four best offensive linemen from last year still back.
Our defense.
It's a good group, man.
Is being sold so short by everyone. And I can't wait until they go out and, maybe not right away, because this first month, I think we all have to suspend our doubt. They essentially tell us.
Let me tell you this, Sean. First month aside, I think wonky. You're a little, I don't want to say disrespectful. I'll just say I think that you gloss over how real the contributions were from Slay, CJ, GJ, Milton Williams, and Sweat, and N'Kobe. That is a lot to lose, man.
Milton Williams, absolutely. Slay, absolutely. Sweat, absolutely. I mean, I think that, but this is what happens. This is what happens in the NFL.
And a lot of times
year,
you're not top five again. Like, forget one. Like, I'll take five. I'll take if the Eagles had the eighth best defense.
Debbie Downer is not the way to go when you are replacing what you are replacing.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Placing with incredible youth and talent and explosiveness, and what we're doing now, we've never seen anything like it. We've never seen inside linebacking cores this deep and talented in Philadelphia.
You'd have to go back to the Vermeil group with Berge, and when they had, you know, four good linebackers with Bunning and that group back then.
The skill level and interconnectedness, the awareness of these young players understanding how these coverages fit together. They are going to be able to take that next step. We're talking about Quinyon. We're talking about Cooper DeJean.
Sure, sure.
They are going to. I'm excited to see the ways that we can deceive offenses. You know, last year we did some stuff where we were shifting late, and they call it stemming when the D-line shifts right before the snap, or, you know, when the safeties rotate late and they make it look like one coverage and it ends up being a different coverage. We're going to be able to do more stuff like that, and I can't wait to see how deep we go with it, because it can really foul up an offense. It, just speaking from experience,
sure, of course,
it's horrendous when you don't know exactly what you're looking at, and I think that we're going to create indecision because our defense is just that smart, and they're that much more experienced. Last year, they were young and talented, but they didn't have the experience to be able to do a lot of the things that great defenses can do.
Well, like, look, I hope you're right.
I think the time is now for this defense to become great.
All right, let's get to two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. First poll question, and we'll give you our official prediction on how many wins the Eagles will have this regular season in the 7 o'clock hour. But poll question number one, how many games do you think the Eagles are going to win this regular season? We've put them in four different groupings. The first is 13 or more. Of course, they've had 14 two of the last 3 years, which is incredible. So 13 or more is choice A. B is 12. C is 11. And D is 10 or less. Reminder, last time they came off a Super Bowl, it was a 16-game season. They went 9-7 in 2018. And incredibly, at one point, were 5-7. They had a four-game winning streak just to make the playoffs. But they were at one point 5-7 that year. Actually, that might have been 19.
No,
yeah, 19,
right.
They were 5-7.
Well, 19, they were 5-7. No, I think they were 6-7, 18.
They were 6-7. Yeah. Yeah, yes. 18, 6-7. 19, 5-7. Both years they got to 9-7. All right, second Twitter poll question. And this one really comes into focus after Aaron Nola got bombed again last night. And this is the first time today I'm going to give you a different answer than him. Who is most likely to be the Phillies' four starter in the playoffs if they need one? So they won't need one until you get deeper into the playoffs. But, you know, hopefully they need one, because that's a sign you get to the NLCS and hopefully the World Series. So at one point this year, we thought they might have as many as 6 or 7 quality options for the postseason. This is when you believed in Nola, you believed in, you know, the three lefties, you thought Painter could be a guy. It was like a luxury of riches.
Oh boy.
And now I feel like we're at 3, and you're just hoping to find 4. So who's most likely to be the Phillies' 4 starter? We've put them in alphabetical order. Here are the choices. And Ray, I'm curious where you sit this morning on this. Walker Buehler, Aaron Nola, Andrew Painter, who I absolutely do not think it will be, but I think he merits being in this poll, but I don't think it'll be him, or Taiwan Walker. Who is most likely?
That's brutal.
Because honest to God, this is the first morning where I think it's Taiwan or Walker Buehler, not Aaron Nola.
I think it's Taiwan.
Yeah, it's between the two of them.
I would go Walker Buehler over Taiwan just based on playoff history and all that.
I don't know, James. Well, he wasn't good.
I
know. Gotta say,
I know, but again,
Taiwan Walker's been better than we got two Walkers
this year. Yeah, I know. We got a first and last name. You just put that together, Joe.
One of the Walkers.
Look, I still don't think Nola's out of it. I think with his contract,
he's not out of it. He's not out of it. But he has to prove that he can do it. And if he can't prove he can do it, then they can't give it to him.
That inning was so painful.
Oh,
last
it was
night.
Awful.
And James, I'm with you. So a friend of mine sent me a text that you got to turn on the NFL Network. Yeah. And I go, no, I got to watch the Phillies. And the first inning ended, and he texts me back. He goes, have you switched over
yeah.
yet?
Yeah, oh, it was brutal.
I was like, oh my
All right,
God.
Coming up in a minute, how you can win Phillies tickets for a game next week. And we'll tie it into the Eagles and the ceremony tonight when they unfurl that banner. As the Eagles will honor the team from last year, but get ready to play another game. All of that up ahead in 1 minute.
Nothing beats the peace of mind of coming home to a comfortable home, and your windows are a big part of maintaining a comfortable temperature in your home. Window Nation has helped me in both my homes, and I know they can do a great job for you.
Window Nation is who I recommend to everyone. Their windows are top quality and super energy efficient, and they make the whole process so easy. They were just named highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies for a reason.
Exactly. The installation itself is so quick. Crews know exactly what they're doing. In fact, their crew leaders average over 10 years of experience. They will have the job completed in 1 day or less.
The best part right now is the deal. When you buy two windows, you get two free, and you don't have to pay a thing for 2 full years. So no down payment, no monthly payments, no interest until 2027. But you have to hurry because this amazing offer ends on September 30th. You can get a fast, free estimate. Just visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, along with Seltzer and Ray on this Football Thursday, getting you ready for the Eagles and Cowboys tonight. By the way, thanks to Wawa, they brought in the Saquon, not actual Saquon, but the sandwich, the Saquon hoagie, for us to all try this week. It was awesome. We loved it. Football obviously is back, and Wawa is partnering with the Philadelphia Eagles and the tremendous Saquon Barkley to bring customers the Saquon, his go-to hoagie order with oven-roasted turkey, American cheese, lettuce, onion. And here's the key, because a lot of that is, you know, fairly normal, but spicy mustard.
It's so good.
Very good.
Very solid.
Very, very good.
Nice combo.
Very nice combo.
I would order it. It's like I would go in and order that.
Yes.
Like it's perfect.
Yes. But you don't normally think of the mustard with the turkey. Not, you know, it's not quite the regular.
I love that kind of mustard, man.
It's very good.
With the little stone ground
bubbles
in
there. It's
Big
so
fan.
Solid.
So stop in any Wawa. Obviously, for anything and everything at Wawa, but order the Saquon. Be a champion like Saquon. Available for a limited time at Wawa. All right, 215-592-9494. Banner ceremony. I'll get the negative out of the way, and then we'll get to the positive. The negative is I can honestly tell you I feel there's a bit of a drag on the anticipation for it because, like, the team in the locker room, like, I don't know. I just think this thing's taking a bit of a hit. Emotional. For me, I'm just being honest emotionally because, like, the team's not going to be out there. Now, again, as I said yesterday, I understand why they're doing it. I respect why they're doing it. They think it helps prioritize winning tonight, and it may. It may. So I respect it, but I can still not like it. I wish they'd be out there, and I feel like there's a little bit of a depression in the excitement for that banner because, like, they won't be out there doing it.
Better win.
Yeah, better win. All right, that aside, it's still going to be cool. All right? Eagles have won 5 titles in their history. They've won 2 Super Bowls. And this will be, you know, for many of us, the second time in our life that we see a banner, you know, unfurled. So today at 215-592-9494, we ask you, because someone's going to, like, you know, pull a string or something that removes the cloth that covers the banner. You know, they don't raise a banner. This is not like in the NBA where the banner gets raised to the rafters.
Sure.
It's up there. It's up there right now. They're going to remove a cloth that will cover the banner, and then bang, voila, there it is. So we ask you.
You've used that unfurled.
Unfurled.
A lot.
Unfurled.
I like that.
That's a banner term. You know, what else do you use unfurled?
It is a banner term. You're right.
All right. So we ask you this question. With a cool ceremony, it'll probably be on the brief side.
Bunting is another similar.
Bunting. Oh, I love it.
Bannery term.
When the Eagles will unfurl the banner tonight. We ask you, who should be the person that, like, pulls the cord and boom.
Unfurls.
Philadelphia. Let's unfurl it. There it is. Now.
Who's the unfurler?
One disclaimer. Let's go non-Eagle,
because
we can do all the Docs and BGs and Jeffrey Lurie and Kelsey and, you know, Nick Foles, and you could have Jalen Hurts. You could have anybody you want.
Jalen won't be out for it. So.
Huh?
Is unfurler a word?
I don't think so. I do not think so. All right, so here's the deal. Non-Eagle, but someone obviously of some note that would be a great choice to say, world, here are the world
this
champions.
Is our unfurler.
John, who do you think would be a good option? Non-Eagle. to have that honor tonight. What?
I'm sorry.
What is funny?
I'm sorry.
James, what just happened
there? Picture, I have no idea. The picture in my head. I'm
sorry. This guy's
sorry.
Brain it is has, very it, odd.
Lou Ferrigno.
It's Lou just, Ferrigno.
What?
My, Lou Ferrigno.
Is he green?
As the Hulk.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Lou Ferrigno.
Bit of a weird choice,
though. As the Hulk.
Understood.
Presented.
Yeah, okay. Great guy.
Imagine.
All right. Seltzer, who would you like to see unfurl the banner?
Imagine the stadium's packed. The lights go out. There's silence. We're waiting. And then Jim Gardner walks out to unveil the banner. Let's go.
Jim Gardner would be good. That would be great. I didn't expect that answer.
No.
Jim, if you're listening, sir, as always, we salute you. He told me last fall, I met Jim Gardner last fall at the Otho Davis Foundation Scholarship Dinner, and he told me he listens to the show.
That's awesome.
So, Jim, we Thank salute you. You, sir. All right, Rhea, who should unfurl? By the way, let's go with living people. Okay, because we could go all the way back in history and you know, all these
I generally
Ben Franklin
don't,
coming yeah. out.
I generally don't pick dead people.
Well, I do sometimes.
No, I know you
things.
Do.
All right, Rhea, who should unfurl the banner?
Well, from one champion to the next, Dawn Staley.
Dawn Staley. We go with Philadelphia's own Dawn Staley for the banner. Look, a lot of ways to go, and this may not be a popular choice because of history. He's popular, but the history associated with him and the Eagles is not. There's no way Stallone would go 0-2. There's just no way. So I would bring back Rocky himself, Stallone, and say, Rock, we're going to get your record
that
to 1-1.
That was incredible, man.
Right? We're going to get you to 1-1.
Watching him on the Jumbotron, standing up there.
Yes.
The smoke was just clearing. He was in a Deuce Staley jersey.
I know it didn't work out well in 03. I get it. I know that was the first game at the Link. This is the next game at the Link. But I'd go right back to Sly and say, all right, let's get on the right track.
Try to do a make good. Do-over.
I make good.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.